Heavenly Father, by the still small voice of your Spirit, come and speak to us. Open your word to our hearts, and today open our hearts to hear your word. Because we ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. How organized are you? If ever you're going somewhere, are you ready? Are you prepared? Is everything in its place? Or are you disorganized and forgetful? Like me, do you go to Asda to buy something? Come home with all kinds of other things, but forget? Or do you get what you set out for? Our first reading today from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians is about holding on. Paul urges those in Thessalonica to hold on to what they were taught, not to let go in the face of opposition or conflict or stress or challenge. In our second reading, Jesus was talking to the Sadducees about what lies beyond, about the resurrection. He wanted his followers to be ready. And it seemed to me very fitting on this day, on Remembrance Day above others, that our message, our understanding from God's word, was all about getting ready and taking hold of. In temperatures that felt somewhat like today's, last February I took my wee daughter to Disneyland Paris. We left here in the wee small hours for a flight out of Dublin at about 6 a.m. And at about 2:30, we're somewhere on the M1 heading towards Dublin. And I suddenly thought, has she got a coat? Neve, I said, you did bring your coat, didn't you? Didn't you, Daddy? At around 3:30 a.m. en route to the airport, we had to stop at a 24-hour supermarket and desperately hunt for another one. We were caught out, and I have to say, fleeced. Our job as Christians is to be prepared, not to be caught out or caught short, but to be ready, like a soldier going into battle. Our job is to be prepared to fight. I want to give to you today three handles, if I may. Three simple words to remember, hopefully, God's words today from. Three words, perhaps, that will stay with you as you reflect on this Remembrance Sunday. They are remember. Reload and rejoice. Remember, reload and rejoice. Some of you, perhaps like me, will have a loved one, someone in the family who has begun to suffer dementia. It seems to me that memory is one of our most important assets. When you lose your memory, you lose so much of who you are. Memory is absolutely crucial. And if we are to remain followers of Jesus, we need to remember. We need to take hold of what he has done for us, to hold fast to his words, and not find ourselves lacking. There is an image, isn't there? I don't know whether this came from Little House on the Prairie or whether it's actually the life so many people lead. I'm not going to ask, but I wonder who says their prayers at night. I wonder who says their prayers at night. I suspect there's someone out there who's thinking, goodness me, Rector, doesn't everyone? But actually, think about it. We say our prayers, we read our Bible to equip ourselves. What on earth use is it if we put on our armour after the battle is done? What good is it preparing for the Christian fight every day if we only prepare ourselves when that day is over? I know you might say, well, Rector, I'm very busy and I just haven't got the time and I get up in time for... And come on. Haven't you? Maybe, just maybe it's worth those few extra minutes. I don't know about you, but I feel much better. I feel at peace when I am prepared and when I know I've got everything I need. We need, as Christians, to remember. But we need to reload, don't we? We live in a world where our faith and our energy all wane away as we go through the challenges we face as we do our work or whatever it is that we spend our time doing. Often our faith and our energy just drains away in the course of the day. We need to reload just like a soldier would reload. How do we do that as Christians? Well, we read God's words as often as we can. We pray. If we can, we talk to others about the things that are on our hearts, the things that really matter. We live in a world where we will face conflict and opposition. We really will. We live in a world today where increasingly Christianity and Christian values are being eroded. We need desperately to reload, to arm ourselves, to prepare ourselves for the fight ahead. Remember, reload, and lastly, we need to rejoice. I don't know about you, perhaps if you switch the news on or read your paper, everything seems dull and gloomy. Everything is bad news. But it's not true. It simply isn't true. It might be the thing that sells newspapers. But for Christians, there is something to rejoice in. For those who put their faith in Christ, we will not be disappointed. Our battle is not in vain. For when this earthly battle draws to a close, He has chosen for us a glorious new life and for salvation. 2 weeks ago today, we were preparing to leave for Dublin and for the marathon. And I said to George and Pearl, be at the rectory, won't you, for 1 o'clock? Well, that quickly became 1:15, and then they appeared perfectly on time and ready. It was 1:45 before ever we left. Let's not be found wanting. Let's not, when the battle heats up, be found ill-equipped. Let's not forget on this Remembrance Sunday. Together, let us remember. Let us reload, remind ourselves of God in us. And let us rejoice that His is the victory.